Alaska Energy Authority staff and others talked to the House Committee on Economic Development about the Southeast Alaska Integrated Resource Plan. The document recommends developing more pellet heat as well as some expanded hydroelectric generation. AEA Biomass Program Manager Devani Plentovich says high fuel prices have driven many residents to heat with electricity instead of oil.
Unfortunately, as we've switched so much to the space heating, we've seen the reserve hydro just disappear at a remarkable rate, to the point where our utilities are having to supplement the hydro during the winter season with diesel generation, and that's very high-cost diesel generation.
Southeast lawmakers and other officials have called for more hydro projects with more connections to more communities. But the resource plan calls for a larger focus on wood heat in businesses, offices, and schools. And some are already making the switch. Plentovich says wood pellet heat costs less than oil-powered systems and have about the same price tag as electric ones. And, she says, boiler conversions are short-term investments.
The Sea Alaska building, that's going to pay back in about 4.5 years. The Cake School, if that gets funded through the Renewable Energy Fund, that's got about a 6 to 7 year payback. The Coast Guard in Sitka is looking at about a 5 year payback. So these projects have a good economic story.
Energy Authority staff say pellets would be a better deal if a manufacturer opened in Southeast. Now, most are shipped in from British Columbia. Several Prince of Wales Island groups have considered that option. One, Alaska Mills LLC, shelved its plans due to a high investment risk. Another, involving small mill owners, has not been able to find financing. AEA project manager Jim Strandberg says low timber harvests are a barrier to regional pellet production.
One of the major issues in Southeast Alaska is the ability to harvest timber. Since much of the land here is owned by the U.S. Forest Service, access will be a key driver in the ability to develop local industries.
Many of those involved in biomass say the wood from pellets would come from mill waste or logging leftovers. The Regional Energy Plan drew criticism at a House Resources Committee hearing earlier this month. Some speakers wanted stronger support for new hydroelectric development and a larger power grid. Authors say the plan realistically considered the needs of a region where little population growth is expected. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.